May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I've spent a lot of time in the last, every time I get with the Lord, almost every time, the Lord says, hang out in Romans 6. And I've hung out in Romans 6 a bunch over the years, so it's not new, but it's like God's word's that way. It's like always new. So I was just reading this one scripture, and the Lord just awakened my heart to something that is so gloriously true. There's a lot of stuff in Romans 5 and 6 and 7, particularly, that people made really complicated, and there's some pretty heavy stuff there. But most of it is just really simple, and really all of it is. It's just people make it complicated. Theologians do. Like I said, I've been saying lately, manna just sits on top of the ground. You just pick it up. You don't have to dig deep to get it. And the deeper the things, the simpler it should be in the Lord. It's not that you don't go deeper in him, but it's just deeper in the simplicity. This is Romans 5, verse 16. And the gift, now whenever this section talks about the gift, and often the term is used, free gift. And the free gift, or the gift, is the gift of righteousness. Now, the gift of righteousness has sort of a double side to it. There's one is the gift of righteousness that's imputed to you. In other words, because you're in Christ, there's this gift given to you that God sees you in the righteousness of Christ. And he accepts you on that basis. There's nothing you can do to be unaccepted before him or unacceptable to him because he sees you in Christ. And he sees you through the grid or through the lens of the righteousness of Christ and accepts you on that basis. But then there's righteousness that's imparted, and that's also a free gift. And it's not about having a right standing before the Lord because I'm in Christ. It's about having a right walking with the Lord because Christ is in me. It's the gift of a righteous life lived out step by step in the person of Jesus. It's all by grace. I'll read you one verse. This is verse 15. It says, but the free gift is not like Adam's sin, for by it the transgressions of the one Adam, many died spiritually. Much more did the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of God of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many. Let me read the other verse on the other side of verse 16, 17. For if by the transgressions of the one Adam, death, spiritual death, reigned through his transgression, much more, those who are receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness are reigning in life through the one Christ Jesus. So righteousness is a person. Your standing in him guarantees your acceptance before God. His standing in you guarantees that you can live a life pleasing to God, one of righteousness, and it's a free gift, both of them. Holiness is not something you can earn or work hard for. It's a free gift. Just like your new birth was, step by step, holiness and righteousness is the free gift of a person that's manifested in you. Verse 16 again. The gift is not like that which comes through the one who sinned, talking about Adam. For on the one hand, judgment arose from one transgression. In other words, because of Adam's transgression, his one sin, and because he represented all humanity, every person born was born under the condemnation of Adam's sin. He says again, and the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the one hand, judgment arose from one transgression resulting in condemnation. But this is amazing. But on the other hand, I'm so glad there's another hand. On the other hand, and in that other hand is the grace of God. On the other hand, the free gift of righteousness arose from many transgressions resulting in righteousness. What in the world does that mean? It means this. Because of Adam's one sin, condemnation spread to every human being that would be born after that, and we all inherited his nature. And we all became sinners. Every person born, even the smallest child, is born a serial sinner. From one man's sin, we were all infected, and we spread the disease of the power of sin. Every person. But just when it seems that mankind is at his most hopeless place, the sins of many, he says, from that environment arose the free gift of grace, righteousness by grace. In other words, I wrote this little thing today that grace is not threatened by failure, because that's where grace shines. Most of the time, it's a Romans 7 thing for us. It's when we're at the bottom and we're surrounded by our many transgressions, and we've come to the place where no matter how hard we've tried to make this thing work, we just can't fake it anymore. It's just a mess. And it's at that place, and that place of hopelessness and desperation, that childlike faith arises to encounter grace, which by grace can we walk in righteousness. It's our failure. That's what's so amazing about God. Are we saying, like Paul said in Romans 6, well, if where grace abounds, sins abound and all the more, therefore go out and sin more so you can have more grace? He said, God forbid. But the good news is that when you're at the bottom, where you feel that you've reached the most hopeless place in some area in your life, it's there that out of the ashes grace arises and offers you victory in that area or in your life as a free gift. So let me read this to you again so you can hear what he's saying. This is a great verse. For the gift is not like that which came to the one who sinned. For on the one hand, the judgment arose from one transgression, resulting in condemnation. But on the other hand, the free gift arose from many transgressions, resulting in righteousness. Just when you're ready to give up, grace arises to take over. That's the good news. It's the good news about how you got saved. You may not have thought through all these kind of things, but the point is that you look to him for salvation because you can't save yourself. That's the whole Christian life. Not only can you not save yourself, you can't produce a Christ-like life by yourself. That's why you're in Christ. Just as you received him, it says in Colossians 2:6, so walk in him in childlike faith as grace arises in the midst of the ashes. So the good news is that if you're at a point of where you're at the bottom, then it's only at the bottom where you can know resurrection. That's the way the Christian life always works. It's always in the ashes of death that new life comes forth. It's only there that you actually discover that giving up on yourself is the best thing you could ever do so that Christ himself can take over. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.